Today on Harvey, a retrospective, we look at the assistance, or lack of, depending on who you talk to, after the hurricane. While FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and other groups like TWIA, the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association, are usually the front line of help for many people, the need for assistance is usually great, as it was for many people in the coastal bend hardest hit by the storm with loss of property. But it felt unusually slow and almost non-responsive to lots of area residents. Today we look at the two sides and how they relate to the level of assistance. We speak with Nueces County Precinct 4 Commissioner Brent Chesney, along with FEMA Rep Paul Cora, and Mark Hanna of the Insurance Council of Texas. Precinct 4 of Nueces County was one of the areas hardest hit by Harvey, and Commissioner Chesney outlines what happened in that part of the coastal bend.
You know, it's really been, quite honestly, it's been some of the saddest things I've ever seen, but some of the most heartwarming things I've seen in regards to the level of care and concern and help that people have been just for their fellow human being. And it seems to be that's the case. You know, every time a tragedy strikes in America, we seem to be at our strongest. And that's no different this time, because it was devastating. And people are still devastated over there. There are still people waiting to get their TWIA claims paid and waiting for FEMA to help them and things of that nature. And so a lot of things definitely have broken down within the system, but there's a lot of good things that have come from it as well.
While FEMA had already positioned their teams to move into the hurricane-ravaged area quickly, and in just a short while had registered over 43,000 people for some level of assistance. But as Paul Cora with FEMA outlined in an interview from last September, there are some protocols when it comes to that assistance.
First phase is kind of temporary housing. If somebody gets out of their house, what are we going to do? FEMA will help them get into a temporary spot, a hotel room, a rental house, or an apartment for a short period of time. Most people right now, that's why all the apartment or hotels around this area are completely full. Survivors are staying there. And they can be up there to a month or up to 2 months. All depends. We make evaluations every month to see what's going on. Then after a period of time, I would say after 2 months, then we start looking at long-term housing for people. And what are we going to do? And there's so many different factors into it. How many people are out? What kind of damage there is? Can they get back in their homes right away? Is it going to take months? Is it going to take years for these people to get back in? That's the kind of stuff that we look at. And if it's a long-term solutions, then we have a different, you know, we have kind of a smorgasbord of what we can do. But we're not quite there yet for the long-term, you know, for mobile homes and all that stuff. We're not ready for that yet.
For whatever reason, and that may be known only to governmental agencies, the level of frustration began to grow with residents in the months after Hurricane Harvey, with situations revolving around who was getting what and when from the federal and state agencies involved. The frustration came to a head in late December 2017, when a Nueces County Commissioner's Court meeting that involved updates from FEMA and other groups didn't happen because of no-shows from representatives. Commissioner Chesney was particularly upset with the situation since it affected his precinct directly.
Without a doubt, I think to say that FEMA is a broken system is an understatement. That's a nice way of saying it. They really, in my opinion, and they can tout all the money that they gave away and all the things that, you know, they did and show you statistics. But at the end of the day, it's how they spent that money and how fast they spent that money and how fast they didn't spend that money to help people when they really needed it. You know, in my opinion, we'll use those trailers, for example. You know, the FEMA trailers are there for a reason, and they're not supposed to be something to allow you to use them forever and ever, but they are supposed to be something for immediate need. You know, you have to fill out all these ridiculous forms, and you have to be rejected by the SBA, and there's all these ridiculous requirements that in a time of need, people don't have time to sit down and fill out, you know, 37 forms, and sometimes don't even have a computer that they can get a form filled out on. So in my opinion, what should happen is FEMA should drive into town with those trailers, ask for their IDs to make sure they're not frauds, and let them have the trailers to live in, because that's what true emergency relief is supposed to be, And it just didn't happen.
When a FEMA rep did get to a Nueces County Commissioners meeting, it was in early January. Their statistics showing only 43 families had qualified for housing assistance out of over 13,000 that had signed up. And out of those 43, only 3 families had a home provided by FEMA. Meanwhile, the issue of insurance was also a hot topic for Coastal Bend residents, and it came down to whether you had some or didn't. While most did, the simple matter remains that it's much better to have some in light of what happened when Harvey roared ashore. Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas outlined the hurricane's cost for Texans.
Harvey turned out to be nearly $20 billion in insured losses. Unfortunately for Harvey, there were so many people who had no insurance, especially on their homes when it came to flooding. And there were more than 100,000 homes that were flooded from Harvey. And just the total losses from Harvey were exceeded $100 billion. You go back, Hurricane Ike in 2008 was the costliest Texas storm at $12 billion. And then you go back to 2005, and it was Rita. And that had been the costliest Texas storm at the time of $5 billion. So they seem to be getting worse. If that storm had hit 30 miles more toward Corpus Christi, we wouldn't be talking about $20 billion in insured losses. We'd be talking $50 billion in insured losses, maybe higher.
And as far as a state agency like TWIA is concerned, it's come under fire because of various reasons, but mostly from accusations of underpaying on home roofing damage. But Mr. Hanna is quick to point out that windstorm insurance is a necessity, despite a 10% premium rate increase currently being proposed. Some in the Coastal Bend feel that this is insult adding to injury, considering what the area has gone through.
I look at it as it has a checking account and a savings account. And all of the premiums that come into TWIA make up its checking account. But they've got a savings account that they can fall back on if need be. Well, Harvey wiped out TWIA's checking account. And now they're having to dig into their savings account for another $500 million or more to pay for all of Harvey's claims. So here we're going into the 2018 hurricane season. We haven't reached the peak of the hurricane season yet. And TWIA doesn't have any money in its checking account. We're not really sure what's going to happen if we have another Harvey and where all that money is going to exactly come from.
He adds that while there is concern over the proposed rate hike, that situation could have a decision made by the insurance commissioner by year's end. In regards to the proposed rate hike, the Nueces County Commissioners recently voted unanimously to reject the rate hike with the hopes of sending a resolution to TWIA officials. Meanwhile, the area continues to pick itself up and get back to some level of normalcy. And what does the future hold for areas that were hit the hardest by Harvey?
You know, God forbid we don't have another storm. I think Port Aransas will be stronger than ever. That is one strong group of people, and those who do remain will not let it go quietly into the night, as they say. I think Port Aransas in 2019 will have a banner year as far as their growth and redevelopment. I think what you'll see in Port Aransas is a new normal, and the new normal will be, you know, a very well-built to code type city. But I think Port A will be strong, 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 and they are an amazing community, amazing group. There's going to be a little bit of a loss, and it's just, you know, it's just, can they get the character back? And I think they will. Port Aransas is just an amazing, amazing community, just amazing community.
Amazing would be an understatement when it comes to the resolve of residents of the Coastal Bend whose lives were turned upside down by Hurricane Harvey. That's even as politicians and state and federal agencies continue to make things right. Tomorrow, in our final segment of Harvey, a retrospective, we look at what a good neighbor should be when times are hardest. We speak with Corpus Christi Mayor Joe McComb, whose mayor's fund brought instant help to those in need, without governmental red tape.